Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, on today's show, we are going to talk a lot about choice. Yes, choice. Now, I'd like to start out the show by asking you a question. So, are you choosing to live consciously? There's a choice for you. Are you choosing to live consciously? And did you know that it is a choice, right? It is a choice. And we have to actively choose it. Because it's certainly not automatic, that's for sure. In fact, it's more likely, more challenging to choose to live consciously in this reality since most tend to just go through life aimlessly. Have you ever noticed that? Just kind of day-to-day, distracted by the past or the future or heavy thoughts, feelings, or emotions, or really just in a whole nother space of no choice. So are you actively living consciously? And if you are, that is fantastic. It's so awesome. And I would say just keep choosing it, right? But if you're not, would it be like to choose that, to choose to live consciously? Now, remember, consciousness is all about being present in a way that allows you to be aware of everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, without exclusion or judgment. It is a space of possibility, question, and contribution, a space of choice, which extends generating and creating something greater in our lives and in the world. So what would it be like today to really focus in on your choices? What choice are you choosing or not choosing? Are you living in that space of freedom? Because that's where it's at, my friends. It's freedom is in our choice, and we have to actively choose it. So if you're not, what if now's the time? What if now is the time to choose it? Well, welcome to my world, because I'm choosing it, and I'm choosing to be this. And that's the whole point of this platform, this blog talk radio show, is to come together and generate something greater, to generate change, something that's very different than what this reality tends to encourage us to do or not to do, really. So how much fun can this be? And what else is possible we have yet to discover? Well, I'm so excited to be able to share with you tonight some pieces that have come together that relate to change, and we can play with these amazing tools and see what else is possible. Now, I'm going to now share with you kind of a recap of some of the tools that we've played with already. The one tool in particular that allows us to clear on a level of anywhere that we have a limitation. So I've shared this tool with you before, and it will allow for any blockages to clear. Now, if you are familiar with Access Consciousness, you'll know the specific tool to use, Pod and Poc. And if you're new to energy and new to clearing, I have one that's really made simple. And it's the one where all you have to do is breathe in through your nose, anything that's heavy, and then breathe out your mouth and release it with total ease. So you basically breathe in anything that is heavy, any heavy thought, feeling, or emotion. And then you simply breathe out through your mouth, releasing any of the heaviness. So we're going to use this on the show from time to time, and we're going to actually use it right now because I have a question that will allow us to clear and then receive more through this show with total ease. So let's go ahead and use the clearing tool on this question. And the question is, what have you made so vital, valuable, and real about being in a no-choice universe that keeps you from being in the choice of choice whenever you choose? So let's go ahead and clear that. Go ahead and breathe in through your nose, all the limitations around that, and breathe out through your mouth, releasing it. Whew, wow, that was nice. It lightened up a bit. I don't know if you noticed that, but so cool. Thank you for that. Now, I'm going to briefly recap on the other tools I've shared with you so far because I think they're so amazing. And if you haven't heard the other episodes, here's a quick snapshot of each of the tools that we've played with so far. So this one is simply asking the question, when something heavy comes into your world, you ask the question, who or what does this belong to? And if it lightens up for you, it's not yours. And you simply say, return to sender with consciousness. Return to sender with consciousness. I mentioned this statistic before. About 98% of everything we think, feel, and experience emotionally doesn't belong to us. So this question, who or what does this belong to, allows us to tap into all the energies we're picking up off of other people, places, things, you know, anything that has a vibration to it, we can be subject to. So anything that's heavy, we can clear with this tool. So you simply ask, who or what does this belong to? It lightens up. You just say, return to center with consciousness, and allow it to clear. Now, this other tool that I shared with you last week, it's the closest thing to a mantra that you'll find with the access tools that we'll be playing with. And this one goes as follows. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Oh, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. Now, glory being described as an exuberant expression and abundance of life. Ah, isn't that nice? So this is a mantra. This is something you could say every morning, and I recommend saying it 10 times in the morning, and you can also say it in the evening before you go to bed. You just repeat it to yourself and just notice what it's like to be in that space. All right, now we're come to the part of the show where I'm going to talk to you briefly about conscious relationships. And I'd like to share with you a small excerpt from the chapter I wrote in the book, Relationships Done Easy, Creating Delicious Possibilities. Loving that title, always. So I know last week I shared with you the first C of the seven C's, which is the title. It's basically the chapter that I wrote. So the title is actually Traveling the Seven C's. Seven components to generating, creating, and sustaining conscious relationships. So this week, we're going to continue the journey with this, and I'm going to share another C with you. I'm going to give you an overview, again, of all the seven C's, and basically the tool that we're going to use each week as a way to navigate each one of them, okay? So I'm going to start with restating the seven C's, and they are clear, choice, caring, contribution, creating, change, and connection. And in the chapter, they are set up in that tool that I just mentioned. And the tool is called the Conscious Relationship Compass. So I'm going to actually turn to the page in the book. It's actually page 62. And I'm going to share with you the excerpt from this part. And then I'm going to introduce to you the seed that we're going to be focusing on tonight. So the Conscious Relationship Compass serves as a pragmatic and systematic tool that allows you to see if your current relationship is functioning from a conscious space. Not only does it assist in generating greater awareness regarding existing relationships, but it also allows for the possibility of creating new, sustainable ones with ease. So the conscious relationship compass is really easy to use. We'll start by bringing into your awareness a relationship you would like to focus on. So do that now. Focus in on a relationship that you would like to have maybe some more ease in. And really check in to see if it is a conscious relationship. So the way we're going to do it on the show is I'm going to share with you one of the seeds, and then we're going to ask some questions about it. So last week I spoke about clear. Now this week I'm speaking about, yeah, you guessed it, choice. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so choice, the act of selecting a possibility by using your knowing, which is a light or heavy energy, is where we can check in with our knowing. Choice creates awareness and opens the door to other possibilities. When it comes to a relationship, particularly a conscious one, choosing to be in it is essential to sustaining it. Now, do you have choice in your relationship? The one that you're focusing in on, is that a conscious space for you? Do you have choice? If it's heavy and you find that you may not have choice, here are some questions that you can be with. Would I like to change this? Can it be changed? How do I change it? What is possible here that I haven't considered? And what other questions can I ask that would bring greater awareness? So this is all around choice and your relationship. So be with those questions. See if any other questions arise. And you may even find within the show that we speak to other questions regarding choice and ways to get clear on that. Okay, so next week I will share with you another C and we'll continue to navigate it for the next probably few episodes. So now my favorite part of the show. I have to say it is my favorite part. And it's where I am now bringing on the guest of the show. And I would like to do a formal introduction to this person and this being, wow. I'm so excited that she's joining us, and she's not only an amazing healer, but she's truly a dear friend of mine, and I can't wait to bring her on. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce to you Deborah Smith. Deborah is an intuitive medium, shamanic practitioner, ordained minister, teacher, counselor, and author. She is a naturally born gifted international intuitive medium whose incredible gifts were discovered at a very young age. Deborah acts as a conduit to help individuals reconnect with their loved ones who have crossed over into spirit form, and she refers to her work as a voice for spirit to help individuals seeking enlightenment to understand their own connection to the source of all life, so they may empower themselves to create the life they wish to live. Her broad appeal has led to a contract with the Oxygen Network for her show Motown Medium, a guest appearance on the popular TV show Out of the Ordinary Into the Extraordinary. She has appeared as a regular on the very popular radio show Soulful Living with Terry Williams and has been interviewed by Teresa Reed, the Tarot Lady. Deborah has also been featured in Honeysuckle Magazine, a very popular print publication in New York, and much, much more. So, without further ado, I would like to welcome Deborah to the show. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am doing amazing, and I'm so grateful that you are joining us, and I can't wait to delve into all of the things that we can talk about tonight surrounding choice and everything else. So,
this is going to be so exciting. I was listening to you, and I'm like, wow. And, you know, clearing and like, wow. And I was remembering the first time I was introduced to Access Conscious. And, again, I was like, wow. It just opens up, like, everything. Everything.
Isn't it amazing how that works and creates a space, really, to have more possibilities, to have more choice? It really allows us to be able to tap into all the gifts that we have, which really, like, everything I mentioned about you and everything that you're bringing into this existence. And it's so exciting to be able to readily access amazing tools. But and I'm just so grateful that you're here.
I'm just so grateful you asked me. You're absolutely right. Those tools have definitely, even though I'm naturally, you know, gifted in what I do, but those tools have taken my consciousness to expansion I can't even describe, in order to just help the clients that, you know, I read or that are in front of me. And I love that we're going to talk about, like, choice, you know, because a lot of people feel like they don't have choice, but they don't see that choice is so broad. And it can grow out of choice, you know, and that you don't have to be stuck, you know. And I love that we previously had talked about that. And every time we talk about it, we always come up with another choice, which I love.
That is so true. And one choice can then lead to the next, and that every choice actually creates something, right? Like, either we're going to be creators of – we can choose something to create that's greater, or we can actually choose to create a lot of things that we don't like as well.
Exactly. Or we can choose to just walk away. I think a lot of people forget about that, and walking away and just being in their being instead of really trying to figure out some choice. Choice is such a beautiful word, because you can do whatever you want with it. But I think we so forget, like you said previously, with dealing in reality. And sometimes, you know, what other people kind of, you know, tell you to do, you forget that you still have you, which is in choice.
Yes, and being that and having the choice to be you. I love that you're bringing that point up, that a lot of times, especially those of us who are picking up on a lot of other people's energy all the time, if you're not choosing for you, you can get lost in that, and you can and get into a space where you don't even know that you're not choosing for you. So I think that brings up a great point of how we need to check in and actually see where we're at in any given moment. And literally, we can choose in 10-second increments. That is a space of consciousness. Yeah. Like, we can ask a question within that space.
We sure can. And, you know, just being able to, you know, have someone help you with it is very important. You know, a lot of people don't choose for, you know, to seek out people to help, you know, because they feel like they've got it, or they feel like it's something that, you know, is just too much for them, and they're supposed to do it on their own. It's like their responsibility. And I feel so amazed, kind of, how would you choose to be stuck in your misery or stuck in not knowing? If you don't know, you should seek out. And I think the reality of today is that we need to be okay with that, you know. And that's what I love about you, Dr. Sarah. Like, the first moment I met you, and I'm like, whoa, this doctor got energy, like, through the roof. And I'm like, and the way that you go in is, like, phenomenal. I don't think anyone has ever, you know, besides your clients, seen you work the way that you work. But the way that I saw you, like, healing some of your clients and just, you know, walking out of my office and hitting the lobby and them really giving me a testimony of how you've navigated their life through choice was amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so thankful that you shared that, and I'm so, like, humbled by that, Deborah. Thank you so much. And
It's so true.
Thank you.
So true.
Well, a lot of times people, like you said, don't even really know that they do have a choice. And when individuals like ourselves show up someone and offer that to them and see them clearly for truly who they are, that doesn't happen all that often because they're not even necessarily seeing themselves clearly, especially if they're at a point by the time they meet with us. So really what's really cool about this show and I'm so grateful for is that listeners can really take exactly what we're talking about it about right now and use it. Use it
they
right
sure
now.
Can.
Like, and that they're choosing to be here on the show with us.
Exactly. And we talked about this previously and I said, you know, I grew up in the same household. I grew up in like a household of a big family and always having cousins and siblings around. And I always say, look at it, you know, in that household, everyone chooses differently, but you grew up in the same bed, you ate the same food, you had the same mentors, you had the same mom, you had the same grandmother, chose differently. So I always tell people it's never too late because you always have
never.
Those tools from the beginning, from the beginning.
You really do. We really do. And people don't realize that that's where our true freedom is. And how cool is that, that you have that awareness? I mean, that's profound. That
it really is
as simple as choosing something, and that's where our freedom is. A lot of times people misidentify freedom as the need to be right, when that actually sets us up to be in a limitation and maybe even in a no-choice universe. But if we allow ourselves to actually be in a space of freedom, it doesn't have to be a right or wrong. It's actually just a choice, and that's where we access it all. So it's really about honoring our own truth, and whatever is true is light for you and I, and we can have different points of view. And
exactly,
I
and the patience,
too,
actually.
That, yes, absolutely. And what I recall us talking about, too, Deborah, was this idea of, like, a greater whole, like a we universe, where we can all come together and be in that space and still have our own choices available without interfering with each other.
No, not at all. Just flowing with each other. That's the whole point of us.
Yeah.
We all come from one. And the whole lesson is to flow within one. You know, it's so easy. I tell people, like, you can go through life and have tragedy. And it's like, if you just stand still and make that choice to just flow, you wouldn't have to know what to do because you've already made that choice.
Yeah, exactly. And each time you choose, like when people go into kind of what I call head tripping, caught up in thought, feelings, and emotions.
I love that.
A lot of times where there's no choice, it's those things that we have to do. Like I have to do this, I have to do that. But that doesn't put us in the choice of what we have to do. So I always like to ask, you know, I can choose to do the thing I have to do. I can choose not to do the thing I have to do. What is the lightest for me? And then choose from that space. So it's kind of a way to get unblocked from, isn't that cool? Like it's a way to get unblocked from being in the limitation.
Exactly. You know, it still reminds me, my grandmother said, never be a slave to the rhythm. Never be a slave to the rhythm because she knew that you could make a choice. You know, you always,
she always said
you can always change that tune. You can always change that tune, but don't be a slave to the rhythm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
So I love that we were talking about choice. Ooh. Yeah.
Talk about
it. Just
a
makes
high
so much sense. Yeah. Like I got chills all up my back.
Oh.
You know, because it hits. You know, when your truth hits, you feel it. You know, and that's a really good sign of that. You're making the right choice. You're saying the right things. You're doing the right things.
And even our bodies, like just like as we were experiencing in the moment of our bodies pick up on it and they vibrate. And I know I totally get chills or tingles or like just a sense of something. It comes in all different forms. But when we kind of are aware of those things, it can totally be a confirmation of a light or heavy. And then that actually can be an indicator of what to choose. And another great thing that I really like to play with is to ask a question, like, if I choose this, whatever this is, will it contribute to my future? Do I get a light or heavy
on
that? So will it contribute to my future? So we don't necessarily have to predict the future because that's what your job is to do for us, Deborah. You as the medium can totally predict for us. But for most of us, it's kind of getting a gauge on the energy of the future. So whatever we choose contribute to it, even though we may not know the specifics or the content of it.
And it also transforms it. You know, you manifest in the moment. You manifest in the moment,
yeah.
You know. And I love when we have conversation. I always say, Sarah, like if they had a video camera on us, we'll both be shaking and, you know, our bodies like move to the energy. We've always been like that. And,
yes.
You know, I love the fact that, you know, your book is going to really show people that it doesn't matter what background you come from or where you come from.
Mm.
It'll have you in the moment to at least, you know, think about the being that you are, you know, and not being able to think that you have to do something with it, you know, and that you're not alone. You know, you're never alone, and allow people to
never
be
alone.
In their being. Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
I love that. And thank you for acknowledging that. I truly, that's exactly my aim, Deborah. And that's my aim of creating and generating everything we're doing here. And as we knew, our time flew. And
of course,
would you,
you
be
know,
willing
we said
to come
that.
Back on? Yeah. We knew that was going to happen, right? That's the one thing we could predict, is that that was bound
exactly.
to happen. But I would love for you to come back on the show. Would you be willing to come back on at a future time?
Oh, my God, Sarah, I can't even believe you asked that. You know, like I told you previously, all you have to say is, like, Dad, you're going to have your ass at this time, this date, and we're doing this show. You know,
yay.
I just cannot wait. And we said we would have a part two.
Yes. Well, we will definitely do that. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I'm so in gratitude.
Welcome.
I absolutely love you. I'm so in love with you. It's ridiculous.
Well,
oh,
it's
totally.
Mutual. It is so mutual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, honey.
So now, real quickly, I'm going to give you the question of the week. And the question of the week is along the line of choice. Again, surprise, surprise. So the question is, what about choice are you choosing or not choosing? What about choice are you choosing or not choosing? Again, just be with the question and see what you notice. There is no answer to this. And I will be posting, as I usually do, the question of the week photo, which you can upload, you can download, put on your phone, put on your computer, and just be with that question of the week and tap into it readily and see what you notice. So I am so excited about next week's show as well. I'm going to have a special guest on, and her name is Gosha Lorenz. And Gosha is a healer, author, public speaker, and dynamic agent of transformation. She's positively affecting the lives of everyone who comes in contact with her. She works individually with clients and teaches classes and workshops all over the world about consciousness, about awareness, energies, entities, empowering tools, and change. I'm so excited to have Gosha on. She is looking forward to coming on as well. So we will continue the conversation about consciousness and really bring to you some more tools and some more fun in terms of playing with consciousness, as we tend to do on this show. So I look forward to joining us again next week, which will be Monday, October the 29th. And, of course, it's at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Deborah Smith, for joining us today, as well as thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy. I seriously could not do it without you. I'm so grateful that you're here. And I'd also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. So I look forward to continuing to be part of your journey. And now go forth this week knowing I have your back and knowing that you being you is the difference that this world requires. So again, I look forward to seeing you again next time, my friends. Take care for now.